Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and to welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. For those of you who would like to read my written blog, which is always different than this blog talk show, I do it two different days just to make sure we get the most information. And I want to add, if you listen to the first show I recorded last Friday, the electricity went off, so my computer died, and so it was only about 2 minutes long. I re-recorded it later in the day, and that one is complete. Now, this week, of all things, the intro person's voice sounds very shaky, very wavery, so I'll check after I record this to see if it's going to be another, as they say, from World War II, snafu. So let's continue, but we'll see what happens. Dear ones, today is one of those days that will perhaps dawn for you as just another day. But at some point today and the days following, you are going to be returning to a lightness you haven't felt for a while. And such is so because you are starting to adjust to not having the world on your shoulders, on not taking care of the world. Right now, as you listen, that might seem difficult or almost impossible because you are hearing things and things that make you quite angry because you are still thinking, it is my world, I must take care of it. But as the week goes on, you will start realizing that, yes, indeed, you are of the world, but it's no longer your job to caretake the world. You know, if you remember, we have gone from micro to macro on several occasions, on several actions, if you will. And this is yet another macro to micro, the reverse, you see? Because you entered Earth thinking that you, and feeling and knowing, that you were responsible for shifting the Earth. And you denied yourself. You know, we have long talked about letting go of caretaking. And that was in preparation for this time as much as caretaking your neighbor or your children or your parents or others who can take care of themselves, but you felt a need to be superior to them. You know, an infant, of course, needs to be fed and clothed and changed and held and hugged and all of that. But a teenager does not need to be fed and coddled, if you will. Do you see the difference? There is a point where your children no longer need to be caretake in terms of you denying your life to take care of them. Again, if an infant cries in the night because he or she is hungry, that is different than if a 17-year-old or an 18-year-old comes in the house and says, I'm hungry. What are you going to make for me? You see the difference? Do you see the difference? And so in this case, with caretaking, this is somewhat convoluted. You started with those closest to you, and now you are expanding that to include the world, the global world. And yet in your major role that you've completed, you started with the globe, and then you moved to yourself. Micro, macro, micro, macro, macro, micro. It doesn't really matter. All you need to know is that you are no longer caretaking anything including the globe. That's the important part for you to remember. And so it is this week, you will start sensing more of grounding within yourself. And grounding isn't necessarily the correct word, for that sounds like a job also, but more, oh, I enjoy this, and it's okay because the world will take care of itself. It's okay. I can relax now. Because we wish to tell you, the last few weeks you have been on high alert. Whatever your political, environmental, humanitarian bent is, you feel as if the world is going in the wrong direction. Do you see how ironic it is that all of you, even though you have different focuses, politically, geographically, environmentally, humanitarian, you have different focuses, and yet you all feel that, as you say often, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You see, it is, you've all felt that things are going the wrong way. And as you let go, you realize that part of the reason the earth was so chaotic is that you continued to, if you will, put your fingers in the pie. You continued to determine that it should go this way. No, then somebody has a different direction. And then, no, it should go this way. No, it should go that way. You were hindering the earth and its direction. Now, those of you who are firmly attached to your ideals cannot believe that what we are saying is true, because the other people are wrong. And do you see how that is a 3D sentiment rather than 5D and beyond? You're saying, I'm right, they're wrong. I'm perfect, there's something wrong with them. They should be put in jail or killed or harmed. And I have the right to decide that because I'm right and they're wrong. This week, you're going to start letting go of that. You're going to be seeing more sides. And not that you will necessarily agree, but that you will say, well, okay, I understand their viewpoint because they have come from this, and their viewpoint is, I don't like their viewpoint. I'm not comfortable with their viewpoint. But they have a right to feel that, you see? And this will, if you will, sneak up on you, where your rage and your anger will start dissipating, will start letting go, allowing you to relax. And some of you will have to take direct actions because you are so totally enmeshed, perhaps shutting off media, perhaps not interacting with certain peoples. It doesn't matter. And it is not a forced exit. It is not like you will say, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this, and then I will accept the people. I will do this and this. And no, no, no. This is soft and gentle. Just allow it to be. Allow yourself to be. Don't put yourself in a box that is no longer appropriate or even necessarily available. And that's what you've been doing the last few weeks, which isn't bad, and let us explain, because already some of you are saying, oh, I've been so bad. No, You were testing. You see? You were testing. You were missing 3D a bit. And so you were testing to see if there was something you were missing by moving on. A bit like visiting your hometown after you had been gone for 20 or 30 years and realizing it isn't the same place. It doesn't give you the same feelings. It's no longer there, you see? It's no longer that huge part of your heart. It's a part of it, but it's not that huge part because you have other things to do and see and experience. And so it is now. You tested yourself. You put yourself back in boxes. And we will tell you that the vast majority, if not all of you, found physical ailments, found discomforts, found pieces that told you in so many ways, no, this is no longer who I am. I'm not this person anymore. Forcing you to let go of your global caretaking. You know, if you remember, you did something similar with people that used to be close to you, and it was difficult, wasn't it, emotionally? You missed them until you didn't. And what you were testing is, are you going to miss global caretaking? And you found out, no. In fact, it was so uncomfortable that you no longer want to be part of it. And so it is. The next few days, you will start distancing yourself just as you did from those friends and family and coworkers who no longer fit with you until it will be a distant memory. You tested yourself. And you found out what you did and didn't like. End of story. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again next week. Good day.